Good morning. What a blessing to be here this morning. Thank you for that singing. Starting verse, I'd like to read Genesis 15, verse 1. There's a phrase there that kind of captured my attention and been pondering on it, and from there we'll move into Joshua. There's after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." The thought there, or the phrase there, "thy exceeding great reward," I've been pondering on that, and I was just blessed. There's a lot to be shared on thy shield as well, but I'm kind of singling out the exceeding great reward that we have that exceeding great reward in Christ, don't we? When we trust Him and give our lives to Him. As we notice, that phrase comes right after the preceding chapter. Abram just got back from capturing the four kings and all the bounty, all their stuff that he had with Lot. He had just come back from that slaughter and bringing back those people. And the king of Sodom offered him that bounty, which he refused. And God came to him. "I am the exceeding great reward." It's not in our earthly possessions or what man can offer. Feel like I might be a bit scattered here. Just please bear with me. I'd like to turn to the book of Joshua now and ponder some, see if there's some parallels there that we could possibly draw from with our lives. And so I'm going to begin reading in Joshua chapter 2. There's quite a bit of reading here, so bear with me. Try to make some comments. "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all thy country.' And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them.' But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and had hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And when the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, unto the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, 'I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites, which were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord our God, He is God in heaven and God in earth below, beneath. Let me read that again. Because of you, for the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that ye have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be that when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you up to the mountain. I'm thinking, and she said unto them, get you up to the mount, lest your pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned. And afterwards may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, we come into the land. Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house hold home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in this house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. She bound the scarlet line in the window. By reading this, it almost seems like for all the, I guess the thought that comes to me is the verses found in 1 Peter or 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It almost seems like these spies were sent specifically to give this family a chance to repent, to be saved. As you look at into this, I was blessed by that thought that God knew there was a person there that had faith in Jericho that believed. And by her actions, she showed forth what she believed. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We could go on and read in chapter 6. We can read the account there. How Jericho was destroyed. They kept the gate shut, so I suppose people couldn't go in and out. if they wanted, if there was people that wanted to leave the city, they probably couldn't necessarily just leave if they. In verse 6 it said, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel, and none went out and none came in." And the Lord said unto Joshua, "See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend every man straight before him." I was thinking we could skip some of this reading. We'll start back in at chapter 10 here. Joshua had commanded the people saying, or verse 10, I'm sorry. "And Joshua had commanded the people saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any sound proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout." So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose up early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, that lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. All the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord, and they shall come into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox, sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the 2 men that had spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as ye swear unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they were brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. And all that was therein, only the fire and gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put in as treasure of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. She dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent out to spy Jericho. Just an interesting note. In Joshua 2:15, it says that she let them down by the cord through her window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelled upon the wall. And then Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, it says that the wall fell down flat. So it's kind of interesting to ponder how that all happened. But we do know the Lord spared her and her family. Hebrews 11:31 says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. James 2:24-25. Ye then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. We too are living in a world that is going to perish, like the city of Jericho was destroyed. We're living in a world that is likewise going to be destroyed by fire. We can read it in 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwell righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in of him in peace, without spot and blameless. I had to think of that parallel, and I guess by tying back to, there is a reward in Christ. We don't have to fear this passing of the second passing. If we're rooted and grounded and we have our faith in God and we're following and living and doing his works, we can live in peace, without spot and blameless, as it says here. Just a few more verses here in closing. I'd like to read. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Revelations 2:12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. How highly do we esteem the provision that God has made for us through his only begotten Son. May his faith motivate us to action. Thank you. That's all I have.